it. Okay. Mamish Chevra, the days of the year are winding down. Last few days, the days of Yimei Slichos. During these 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, we have to definitely push ourselves a little bit more. We know Minag Ashkenaz is only to start saying Slichos this past Matzei Shabbos, and it's explained that we always need 4 days. 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, those 4 days are 4 days just like a carbon has to be checked for 4 days to make sure there are no mumim, there are no blemishes. Vasisa Moila, the Pasuk says, to make yourself into a carbon on Rosh Hashanah, we have to check ourselves and we have to mamish to cheshbon nefesh. And it's hard. You know, I was speaking to some Talmidim in Eretz Yisrael. When you're in yeshiva full time, and it's much easier to feel El. You're living El. You're living Yom Narayim. When we're not in yeshiva full time, we're involved in other activities and in a world that's not kulo, completely evolved with El and with Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Sometimes, unfortunately, we just end up there. You know, you end up that first night, Rosh Hashanah, you hear the niggin of Yizkadal, Yizkadash, and you're there, but the hachana wasn't what it should be. Only if we do the proper hachana will we be matzliach. So important to prepare. If you think about it, there are a lot of avoidas to do during these days. There's no question that tefillah, we try to enhance our tefillos, and the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah are very special, and then Aser Shmei Tshuva, we have special tefillos. Tshuva, we're trying to do tshuva, trying to look for areas that we can change, that we could fix. But the MS is both of those areas are really areas of mitzvahs that apply all year long. Yes, they're more intense now. Yes, we try to focus on them a little bit more now. But ultimately, we daven all year. Every year we say Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv. Every day we say all year long. Every day we daven. Every day you have the potential to do tshuva, okay? Albeit it's a little more conducive now. But those are not mitzvahs that are new to us. In fact, I remember years ago seeing in the Sefer Gyone Halacha, I don't know if he explained this from himself or from Mirsky, or it was brought down from somewhere else, that's why you don't have the concept of Shloshim Yom Kodem L'Chag when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The idea of Shloshim Yom Kodem L'Chag, we know the Gemara tells us 30 days before Yontiv, you have to learn the Halachos of the Yontiv by Pesach, by Shavuos, by Sukkot. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we don't find such a concept. Then we do have the days of Achana, of Elul, but not the idea of that we have to learn the halachos. And he explained there that the halachos of the Imam Yamin Arayim is tshuva. And tshuva applies all year long. We don't need to learn them special for this yontiv. Unlike Lulav and Esrog and Sukkah and Chametz and Matan, and all the halachos that are very new, you need 30 days to prepare. When it comes to Yamin Arayim, the halachos of tefillah, the halachos of tshuva apply all year long. Maybe we intensify them, but they apply all year long. But there's one area that's different. And if that's the area that's different, it's definitely a focal point of these days. What is the mitzvah that we don't have all year long, that only is right now? What is that mitzvah? And I'm not talking just, yes, there are many minhagim and the simanim, and we all know about those. But what mitzvah is different for these days? One mitzvah. Shofar. The mitzvah of tekiah shofar. The mitzvah of tekiah shofar is only for this time of the year. And therefore it has to be at the focal point. It's a yisoid. It's something very important and should be an inspiration to us in some way. And the mitzvah of shofar already has begun. Although in form of a minhag, starting from Rosh Chodesh Elul, we've been blowing shofar every single day. And we know, yes, that's only a minhag, and that's one of the reasons why on Erev Rosh Hashanah, this upcoming Wednesday morning, we will not blow shofar, to differentiate between the minog of shofar and the mitzvah of shofar, right? We all know that. But the shofar already has begun, this mitzvah of shofar. The tour, it's in Tav Kuf Pei Aleph, explains to us this minog, this mitzvah, the minog of Yemei Elul, the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh, of Rosh Hashanah. It says as follows. Tanya, we learn in a brisa. The Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer Barish Chodesh Elul Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Ola Alai Hahara. Shaz Ola Lekabeluchas Achroinos. Now what happened on Rosh Chodesh Elul? What happened on Rosh Chodesh Elul? On Rosh Chodesh Elul was when Moshe Rabbeinu went back up to Har Sinai to be Makabel the second Luchos. And on that day, Vehaviru Shofar B'machane Moshe Ola Lahar Shlo Yitu Od Acher Avodah Zarah. They blew a shofar on Rosh Chodesh Elul so that Klal Yisrael shouldn't make another mistake. Meaning what? Let's analyze that for a second. And we have to understand. Klal Yisrael, we know, at Har Sinai, hit a time of Adam Arish and Kaidim Lachid at Har Sinai. Ayin the Nefesh Chaim in the beginning in Shar Aleph and Perak Vav Zayin, I believe. It was Adam, it was back to perfection. Until Chet Egel, and we're back, we fall until the same like we are today. As we were Achar Achet. What happened by Chet Egel? So we all know. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, and he said he's going to be back in 40 days. And we miscalculated, we were confused. We thought he should have been back already, and we built this Egel. Chet Egel, not to get into all the depth behind it, but it was a confusion, it was a miscalculation. So here Moshe Rabbeinu is going back up on Rosh Chodesh Elul. And by the way, we pattern those days every year, these days of tshuva, where Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be Makabel Kapara for us. And ultimately, when did we receive the Luchos Shniyos, by the way? When is that? On Yom Kippur. So this time of the year already was founded as a Zman of tshuva from Rosh Chodesh Elul till the ultimate Kapara, which was Yom Kippur. And that's what we are emulating every single year, those days. But on Rosh Chodesh Elul, there was a shofar blown, Shlo Yitu Od. So there won't be another mistake. Very hard to understand. How's the shofar being blown? On Rosh Chodesh Elul, how's the shofar being blown in any way going to help us not to make a mistake? The first time Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, did we not all see and know when he went up? We all knew when he went up. That wasn't the problem. The problem was when he would come down. Who's to say we weren't going to miscalculate again? Who's to say we weren't going to make another mistake at the end and think that he should have been back already? How's the shofar being blown at the beginning help anything? We have to understand. That's the main question we're going to deal with. But then the Torah goes on. And because of that shofar, so that shofar is primary because l'chein hiskinu chachmenu she'toikim b'rosh chodesh elul b'chol shana v'shana v'chol chodesh an entire month. Because of that shofar blown, Shelo Yitu, the Klai Yisrael shouldn't make a mistake. We blew shofar every single day of this month, every single year. Kidei Lahazir Yisrael Shiasa Tshuva. And now sounds like a second reason to remind us to do tshuva. Based on the pasuk, as he quotes him, Yitaka Shofar Be'erva Amlo Yacharadu, pasuk in Amos. If we hear the shofar, we're not going to be scared. It's going to cause us to tremble in fear. And then he has a third reason, kedei la'arviv ha-satan, to confuse the satan. And here he doesn't explain, like we know that the irv of the satan of not blowing shofar on Erev Hashanah, or the irv of the satan of the extra 30 kolos or extra 70 kolos on Rosh Hashanah. Stam, the Torah says, the shofar itself is la'arviv ha-satan. Kedei la'arviv ha-satan, somehow. So we have a lot to understand. How did the shofar bring us to tshuva? How's the shofar going to keep clarity in not having a miscalculation when Moshe Rabbeinu went up the second time to receive the Luchos? And how's it La'arviv HaSatan? What does the shofar confuse in any way the Satan? What does that mean? A lot to understand. There's an unbelievable answer to all this. In a Sefer from Avram Yitzchok HaKayin Kuk, Rosh Hashiva in Rehovos, in the Sefer Sada Avram, he brings down the Rambam. He starts with the Rambam that we all know. And when the Rambam talks about shofar, he says, what is a shofar? It's in Hilchos Tshuva, Paragim, Malach Adalid, Afa, Pishat, Kia, Shofar, Brashan, Exeris, Akasav, Remez, Yoshba, Yoshbo. Even though it's Exeris, Akasav, meaning the Torah tells us I have to blow a shofar, meaning even Beli Tam, I might not understand it. Shofar says, the Torah says I have to do it. There's a Remez, Uru Yishen Mishnaschem. Uru Yishen Mishnaschem. It wakes us up. Wakes us up from our slumber. from our spiritual slumber. The shofar is here to wake us up. It's a wake-up call. How so? How's the shofar a wake-up call? How is the shofar a wake-up call to Klal Yisrael not to be mistaken? How's it remind us of the tshuva? How's it la'aviv the satan? So the Sadei Avram, Rav Kook explains, when one is asleep, when we're sleeping, life is confusing. What does that mean, life is confusing? I don't mean life is confusing. A lot of us, unfortunately, when life is confusing, we go to sleep, right? Meaning, unfortunately, some of us, it's used as a self-medication to depression and sadness and difficulty to just go to sleep. Lo aleinu. Obviously, that's a terrible way of dealing with issues in life. But when we're sleeping, we dream. And our dreams are all filled with confusion. Our dreams have many sveikos and kashas and stiros. And if you remember a dream, it very rarely makes any sense. And there's all different types of cloudiness in a dream. There's no clarity. When you wake up, you can have clarity. You can understand what's going on. Maybe sometimes you're upset about something. Sometimes you have to make a decision in an area. But we understand, and we could sum up a situation. We could see it. We understand what's going on. As opposed to in dreams, when we're sleeping, everything is confusion. The same is true when we're in a spiritual slumber. The same is true all year long, where the Satan, the Yetzirah, creates imagery full of confusion and says that you have to run after this taiva and after this atzlus, and we're so confused what's right and what's wrong, we don't even know anymore. We live in a world where everything's one big facade. We live in a world which is so confusing. Nothing's even real anymore. You see something, it looks like it's wood. It's not wood, it's formica. You see something, it looks like it's marble. It's really made out of plastic. You don't even know, you look at people, you don't even know if they're real anymore. Your mamas don't even know if they're real. How many surgeries and how much, you know, everything is one big facade. Nothing's real anymore. And the Satan's creating imagery that we don't even know what's chashuv anymore, what's important anymore. We think that success and my car and my status symbol, my house and how I spend my time, my avoda, you know, people think their avoda in life is to work in order to have time to relax. Who's to say we're supposed to have time to relax? Not that we don't need it at times, but that the goal is relaxation. If we need relaxation so that I can be successful, that's great. But the goal, some people, that's the end goal is relaxation, is Adam L'Amal Yulad, last time I checked. Purpose of life is to work hard, to be productive, to lead meaningful life. We're never leading anything meaningful when we're relaxing. Now again, don't get me wrong, if you need some time to relax, everybody does. It's objective to how much time we need in order so that I can go back to my learning and my growth and my avoda and whatever that might be. Of course. But the goal is not the relaxation. The goal is not that. The goal is not, I made it in life because I am living in a $3 million house. That's what it's about. But we have this, everything is one big facade. And I have Taivas Nashim. My Rebbe Rav Lachman always says, Taivas Nashim, stop and break it down for what it is. What are you really desiring? You're desiring some skin, some bones, and a bunch of blood. Meaning, what really, if you break it down for what it is. Don't get me wrong. Avada, hopefully we have to some degree an excitement and a desire, and you want to have a beautiful Eishes Chayil one day. But we have to break down, it's everything in life. This is how the Yetzirah works. The Yetzirah creates confusion and creates an imagery of what's best for us, what's not best for us. The shofar comes, and the shofar is blown. And the Avram explains, Rav Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Kook explains, brings us back a sense of clarity. It brings us a sense of clarity. Uru Yishein, and wake up from that spiritual slumber. Uru, yes, is spelled with an ayin to wake up, er. But it's the same word as sound as or, light, right? Or is a clarity. When you're awake, you have clarity. When you're sleeping, life is confusing. And the idea is that we should have clarity. Clarity in what's emes, what's right. And we should be spiritually awake. And even if I have a suffix, even if I have doubt and not understanding, say, I have that suffix, but it is emes. Meaning, what happened to Klal Yisrael? Klal Yisrael by Chet HaEgel, which we see these days, these 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur, are the days of tshuva on that Chet. Every year we pattern after that, right? Rosh Chodesh Elul, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up, Yom Kippur, when we finally had the kapara of the Luchos Shnios, every year we're patterning these days after those days. What was that chait? It was a chait of confusion. It was a chait of bilbul ha-satan. The satan confused us to think what's right and wrong. That we miscalculated those 40 days, and the satan we know brought an imagery as if Moshe Rabbeinu was dead. Medrash says on a bed, as if we should think, and we're thinking things that are not. Now, if we had clarity, what would be clarity? But what do you mean? I'm confused. I don't know what to do. So we have a Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Emes, Visaraso Emes. Moshe Rabbeinu told us, I'm coming back. Clarity would have said, I might not understand. I might think the 40 days are up. I might think in my calculation, but I also understand that obviously there's a higher authority that's MS. My clarity says that I'm wrong. My clarity says that I'm besuffic, but that suffix says I understand and I hold back to wait and see. But the satan comes and confuses us. And that's the same satan that's confusing us. And confusing us and telling us to run after this taiva, and to run after money, and to spend their times, and to be focusing on, as I said, relaxation only. So the shofar comes and sounds at the beginning of the 40 days, the new 40 days. The first day of Rosh Chodesh Elul, the shofar sounds to wake us up so that we have clarity, so that 40 days later, we're still in that sense of being awoken, and we could see light. We can see clarity, we can see life as it should be seen, and live our lives properly. And that's the same shofar that we blow every day of Elul to continue to wake us up to that sense of not just Uru of awakening, but Or of clarity. And that's the shofar of Rosh Hashanah, to again be reminding us to see life in a clearer way. We say, L'David Hashem Oyri V'yishi, L'David Hashem Oyri V'yishi, all these days. And Chazal says, Oyri Zu Rosh Hashanah. Or the time to see things in a clear fashion, to wake up and understand what I should be doing with my life. That's the shofar that was blown when Moshe Rabbeinu went back up. That's the shofar that gives us, as the Torah says, Lahazir Yisrael Shiyasu Tshuva, to remind us. So clarity says I have to be back to where I was. The shofar being blown, you know, the shofar starts. It's a very, very smooth tekiah. Yashrus, as we all started in that way. We all were born so pure and so innocent and full, so full of Kedusha. That's why we love babies so much. Each and everyone loves a baby. Nobody doesn't love a baby. What do we love about a baby? What do we love so much about little children? They don't even do anything. They don't talk. They don't walk. A baby, mamish doesn't do anything that you're so excited about. But you love a baby because it's so innocent and so pure, and that's who we want to be. And then the Shvarim Truah in the middle is broken up. It's our Zman where we fall and we're confused. It's broken. We're confused by the Satan. And our avoid is to get back to the Tekiah at the end. To get back straight again. That's why every Shvarim Truah ends with a Tekiah again. That's our avoid these days. To get back to a sense of clarity. That the shofar reminds us, L'dav Hashem Oyri, to have that Or. You know, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, in Kapitel Pei Tes, Ashrei Ha'om Yodei Surua. Ashrei Ha'om Yodei Surua. Praiseworthy the nation that understands the blowing of the shofar. Hashem Ba'or Panecha Yahleichun. Then you're able to see and go with the way of Hashem Ba'or, with a clarity. The Uri Shenim brings me a clarity in life, that I see all of life in a clear way. That I'm going to serve Rebbeinu Shalom in a clear way. That's what these days are for. These days are to get us back to a time of clarity. We're no longer confused. And you know what it means, maybe, la'arvev ha-satan? What does it mean, maybe? How's the shofar? And the Torah is not saying, again, not saying, he doesn't talk about here, la'arvev ha-satan, for not blowing the shofar one day, or by blowing the extra kolos. Just the shofar itself is la'arvev ha-satan. We know, for example, in math, we know, you have a double negative equals a positive. It's not that we're confusing the satan. We're bringing back the positive, the clarity, which the confusing satan, gets back in our lives to a sense of clarity. We're being ma'arvev. We're mixing up that confusion to get it back to a sense of clarity, basically. That's what we're doing. We're defeating and combating that confusion of the satan, which, as he did to us by our Sinai, we blow that shofar, Rosh Chodesh Elul, and we continue to blow that shofar to have the clarity that we need in life. and our clarity when we stop and we wake up, all of us know what we want. On Rosh Hashanah, we're davening for chayim, we're davening for health, we're davening for simcha. We're not davening for so many of the things that we spend our time with during the year. We're davening for what's important. Our ikkar is our ikkar, and we understand our tafel is our tafel. That's the clarity we need that can continue. That's the clarity of the shofar. Bez Hashem, we should wake up. We should wake up from the shofar. We should have a sense of awe, a sense of clarity. We should be zoicha to continue that into the year. And how do we continue it into the year? There's one way. If the shofar, we said, that's the one mitzvah that's only specific to this time, we continue to daven, we continue to do tshuva, the mitzvah. So how do we continue that? If that's the or panecha yalechun, ki nir mitzvah v'toyra or. That same clarity is through our learning of Torah. Once we wake up from the uru yeshenim to bring us the or, we have the or of Torah that continues to show us clarity, what's emes, how we should be living our lives. That's chus b'zoicha, the chesir chesim ha-toyva, gugben tiyar, a year of simcha, a year of bracha, and a year where everything in our life is done with tremendous clarity, with the tremendous or of Torah and mitzvahs.
Made the cut.